Chapter 5. The Devil and Mrs. Walker. The next evening, Tom's wife set off again for the swamp with her apron stuffed full. Tom wondered what was inside. He waited and waited for her, but she did not come home. Midnight came, but she did not show up. Morning, afternoon, and night came, but still she did not return. Tom now grew worried about her, especially after he found out that she had carried off every valuable object in the house in her apron. Another night passed and another morning came, but no wife. In fact, she was never seen again. No one knows exactly what happened to Tom Walker's wife, but the most likely story says that Tom finally went to the Indian fort to look for his valuables and his wife. During a long summer's afternoon, he searched the lonely place but didn't find his wife. He called her name over and over, but she wasn't there. The only answer came from animals in the swamp. Finally, the stories say, Tom saw something just as it was getting dark. The owls and bats had begun to fly around when he saw some vultures sitting in a tree. He looked closer and saw that an apron tied up in a ball was hanging in the branches of the tree. He leaped with joy because he thought that the apron was filled with his valuables. "Well, at least I can have my valuables," he said happily to himself. "I think I can do without my wife." As Tom climbed up the tree, the vultures flew off screaming. Tom grabbed the apron, but he was disappointed, for he found nothing but a human heart tied up in it. According to the stories, that was all that was ever found of Tom's wife. She had probably tried to treat the stranger in the way she usually treated her husband. Although an angry woman is generally considered an equal match for the devil, it seems that this time the devil got the best of it. Tom's wife didn't go without a good fight, though. Near the tree, Tom found a pile of hair that looked as if it had been torn right from the huge man's head. Tom knew his wife's fighting skill by experience. He shivered as he looked at the signs of the awful battle. "Well, well," he said to himself, "the poor old devil must have had a tough time." Tom was upset that he had lost his property, but he was consoled by the fact that his wife was gone. He even felt a little grateful toward the devil. He felt that the man had done him a favor by taking his wife. Tom decided that he wanted to get to know the huge man a little better. But at first, Tom wasn't even able to find him again. The devil is a trickster. He knows that the harder something is to get, the more people will want to have that thing.